Comedian Paul Mooney has died. He was a trailblazer who worked with comedy legends from Richard Pryor to Dave Chappelle. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation and will note that this story includes language that might be offensive to some listeners.
Paul Mooney did not suffer fools. On Chappelle's show, he did a Q&A segment where random people on the street would ask him questions. It was called Ask a Black Dude.
Can black guys jump high?
Yeah, black people can jump high. You gotta jump. Got to do something when you're running from the police.
Another regular bit was called Mooney on Movies. Two white women would sit next to him and gush about films, like Gone with the Wind.
It is a must-own, must-see movie. I highly recommend it.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've actually seen Gone with the Wind 13 times since I was 10 years old. No kidding.
You must be on crack. I don't think we've seen the same movie. I thought Scarlett was a hoe because she went to bed with everybody but Mammy. I love Mammy. Mammy was the best. The best scene in the movie is when Mammy told the white people, "Get off my porch, white trash."
Paul Mooney could be subversive and biting and barely raise his voice. He was born in Louisiana and raised in Oakland, California. He once worked as a circus ringmaster and tap danced. He collaborated with his friend Richard Pryor, and he did stand up.
White folks made up and don't want me to say it. You made it up. You shouldn't have made it up.
For years, Mooney used the N-word in his comedy a lot. In fact, he made a point of it, as he told NPR in 1995.
The N-word is here. It's no getting away from it. Not saying it's not going to make it go away. It never does. It's like a tumor. You can hide it and pretend like it's not there, and it'll be your demise. So I figure dealing with the situation frees me from it. This white man's giving me that like look. Well, this is sort of bright. Clever. Smarter than the average runaway.
In 2006, Mooney had a change of heart about the N-word when his friend, Seinfeld star Michael Richards, who is white, unleashed the word on black hecklers during his stand-up. Mooney told NPR he was shocked when he saw a video of it.
This time I had an out-of-body experience. I was outside of myself looking at me and looking at the word. And it was such a weapon. It was such I don't ever want anybody to have that power again. Also, I thought about it, and it's become an equal opportunity word, because little Asian kids are using it, little white kids are using it, little Latin kids are using it, little black kids are using it. I don't want that to be that.
That might not have inspired other comedians to stop using the N-word, but he definitely made them think about it. He used his intellect to create a style that inspired generations of comedians. In a short video statement to TMZ, Dave Chappelle says Paul Mooney will be sorely missed and widely remembered. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.